Goliath, the great Philistine warrior and giant, he didn't respect David. We're told that David went to meet him out on the battlefield, and we read this in 1 Samuel 17. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come against me with sticks?" The Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will feed your flesh to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the countryside." In other words, who's the runt? Enough with the joke. Have you felt like a joke before? Maybe while sitting in class, and as you're listening, you're trying to pay attention, and you're doing everything you can, but no matter how hard you try, how hard you concentrate, you just don't get it. Maybe with your friends, and you're all sitting around, and they're all coming up with something clever or funny. It comes to you, and you've got nothing. Maybe at times you feel like a joke when you look in the mirror, and you see that face or that body, and you start to wonder, am I a joke? Am I God's joke? I wonder if David had a moment in all of this where he kind of wondered the same thing. Maybe he thought that as he was putting on King Saul's helmet and body armor to go out and face the giant. We're told in scripture that Saul was larger than the average Israelite, and so his armor was probably pretty big and heavy. David was probably a teenager, and so he had a teenage body and head. So maybe even the king, King Saul, maybe he looked at David in that helmet and with that body armor, and he started to wonder, is this the best thing I can do? Is this the best warrior I can find to go out against my enemy and their giant? Maybe he felt like he was scoffed at by the king. He definitely was scoffed at by Goliath here. And so maybe David thought, am I a joke? But David wasn't a joke. God doesn't redeem jokes. It doesn't matter what the world thought. It didn't matter what the Philistines thought of King David as he went out as this young boy to go face this giant. It didn't matter what people thought of this teenager, because God thought something else. See, no matter what others say about you, no matter what you at times maybe even think about yourself, you're absolutely not a joke. God didn't redeem jokes. See, when God was planning out his salvation for all of his creation, when he was doing that before the day of all days, he had you in mind. You didn't choose him. And it was that same God then who came into this world, and as he suffered horribly, and as he died on that cross, he did it for you. Jesus lived and he died for you. You're not a joke. David went out and met Goliath out on the field. You come against me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come against you in the name of the Lord of armies, the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will hand you over to me. I will strike you down and cut off your head. And then we know David took out one of those stones he had gathered from the brook, and he put it in his sling, and he let it go, and he hit that giant right between the eyes. And Goliath, he hit the ground like a ton of bricks. There, as Goliath lay on the ground, he laughed no more. He taunted that teenager no more. He taunted God no more. There will be times in your life when you're going to have to probably not listen to some people. There are going to be times when you're going to have to tune out the negativity, and you're going to have to ignore those people that say you can't do something, or that you're not valuable, or that you're a joke. And sometimes that person may be even you, telling yourself just to give up and to quit. Because see, God will accomplish his purpose through you, just like he did with David. Even if that purpose isn't something big and spectacular to the eyes of the rest of the world, maybe it is just simply being used as a vessel to help one soul come to know their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, like David, Jesus lived and died for you, so you can be confident that you can accomplish everything for God's purpose, but only through Him who gives you strength. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we feel insecure, or we question if we're nothing but jokes, help our eyes of faith look to the perfect life and death of Jesus so we remember just how much you truly love us. By the Holy Spirit working in and through the means of grace, help us to see ourselves as you see us in your Son, Jesus Christ, forgiven and the apple of your eye. In Jesus' name, we thank and praise you. Amen.